Hello, lovers. I'm Diana.
I'm Murph.
We have a very special episode for you today.
That's right. It is our first four-way phone sex episode.
That's true. We have Lauren Cook and Kurt Bronneler on the line, on the love line.
Yeah, gonna ask them some sextions.
Also, don't miss Audible's new series, Wedlock, with Kurt and Lauren. It's coming out on 420.
That's right. Drops tomorrow, so keep your ears peeled for that. And in the meantime...
So, Lauren, if you were to make love to a piece of furniture, what would it be?
A chaise lounge.
Ooh, yes, ooh. The chaise.
Right? It sounds sexy, and it's long.
It's exotic and long, absolutely.
Love it.
Yeah.
So, Kurt, which golden girl best represents your dating habits?
I guess probably the... Who's the sexy, dirty one?
Blanche. We all want to be Blanche.
Blanche Devereaux.
Yeah, Blanche Devereaux, I would say. Just going out on the town.
You guys both like the French.
You've never seen Golden Girls.
If you've never seen Golden Girls, all you need to know about Blanche is you already know. She's a fun time gal.
She's kinky, yeah. Yeah. That, I think, it represents my dating pattern.
You sound so confident.
Yeah, that's part of it. You got to be real confident to get into that shit.
I feel like I'm more of a rose, you know? Just head in the clouds, but, you know, I mean well.
Wait, who's the really old one?
That's Sophia.
Sophia, yeah.
I mean, I might be Sophia, too.
She's a straight shooter.
At any point, I might die during sex.
I think at our core, we all have a little bit of each golden girl, but, you know, there's proclivities towards...
That's why the show is successful.
Yeah. Right. That, yes. They that is why it is an iconic sitcom. All right. This one is for Lauren.
Okay.
What song lyric would you sing to steal America's heart?
Oh, brother.
You could sing it or speak it. Up to you.
This is to inspire America?
Well, just to steal America's heart. You know, America's always looking for a sweetheart to sweep them off their feet, is my understanding of the country.
Right. All I have in my head, this isn't good, but what the world needs now is love, sweet love. I'm also, like, maybe postpartum because I just gave birth, so that might be informing this decision a little bit.
I think that was fantastic.
I have a two-week-old baby. But that's what I have. That's what I have to give you.
That's fine. Yeah, that comes from the honest place, and I think the world does need that now.
Absolutely.
I would argue.
Right?
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Congrats on the baby, by the way.
Oh yes, congrats. That's amazing.
Thank you. She's a wonderful little lump right now.
Yes. Speaking of lumps, Kurt, what's the sexiest animal?
Oh God, it's tough. It's real tough because you got a puma, and he's fast, and he's black.
Yes, oh yes.
And then you got a moray eel, who's just a giant dick. So it's kind of like, if you could combine those two, that would be a real sexy animal.
The eel and the puma?
Yeah.
Ooh, yes, the sleek, slithery, you can get in the water, you can get out of the water. Yeah.
It's like a duck boat.
It is.
Yes. And I like you call that. Him a puma.
Pialma.
All right, Lauren, would you rather have a mediocre orgasm every day or an extraordinary orgasm once a month?
Man, that's a tough question. The word mediocre suggests, like, not at all satisfying.
Right.
You know what I mean? Mediocre really sounds kind of lame.
Yes.
If you said, like, an okay, you know, a good one, I would have... chosen that, but because you said mediocre, I'm going to say that I would rather have my mind blown once a month.
Quality yeah. over quantity.
Yeah. I also, sex every day doesn't really appeal to me.
No.
Yeah.
Welcome to my life, guys.
I think we're all a little too old for that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Not every day.
Not everyone could be Blanche Devereaux, for Christ's sake.
No.
Except for me.
Except for Kurt.
Kurt's Blanche. That's it. Oh, wait, if Kurt is Blanche and Murph is Rose, Lauren, who are we?
I mean, Dorothy is practical as hell, and Bea Arthur is just, she's a powerful, confident woman.
I think I would want to be Dorothy. Are you okay being Sophia?
Are you okay being on death's door?
No, she was the feisty, fun
also,
one.
But Sophia was the youngest actor.
Was the youngest.
Yes.
Yeah, she did get most of the funny lines.
Yes.
So I'm okay with it. I'm not great about it, but I'm okay with it.
Better.
Well, yeah, once the egos are stripped away, we'll find out who we truly are. We want to be perceived as
we'll dig deeper.
Hell yeah.
Speaking of digging deeper.
Your segues have been absolutely tremendous.
Thank you. Kurt, which emojis would you use to break up with somebody via text message?
Okay. Oh, goodness. All right. It would be sad face, poop emoji, gun. Sad face, poop emoji, gun, ambulance. So it would be like, I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
But your shit makes me want to kill myself. So I'm going to the hospital where we break up.
Well,
that's what's gonna fix it.
Yes,
that's a great combination. They recently traded out the gun for a water gun.
Yes,
have you guys noticed that? What the hell?
Yeah, it's a bummer.
How are you supposed to break up with someone?
I mean, no one's going to use a gun because they've used a gun emoji. That's really silly.
No.
And there's absolutely no point to a water gun emoji.
No.
Like, that really doesn't pack the same punch that the gun did.
Not at all, because if you got that text message, it would be mixed signals if you were getting broken up with, and you're like, are you inviting me to a child's birthday party? Or?
Yeah. You want to cool off with me?
All of a sudden that message becomes, I'm so sorry, but I'm into poop and piss play, and
yes.
You're not.
Call 911. frankly, it was the gun emoji that was keeping me from owning a firearm.
Yes. Yep.
Yeah.
It's all I had. It was my little gun in my pocket. Now I don't have anything.
Oh, yes. Lauren, what was the first movie you remember seeing that made you feel something downstairs?
Ooh.
Oh, my God. I know the answer to this one.
Wait, for me?
For you.
Oh.
Feel free to both answer any of these questions as well.
I'll go. It was on Golden Pond.
Wow. Ooh, interesting.
Classic.
I swear to God. Because I must have been like, I don't know, 8 or 9 or 10 when it came out. And there's just one scene where there's like teenagers at a table with all the old people who are like there to die. And they talk about making out. And they like talk about making out. I think they maybe even like make out, or they just talk about making out. And that was why I was like, I didn't know why I loved the movie so much. But then when I looked back, it was just that scene.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's
yes.
Always fun when you look back as an adult and realize like why something was so intriguing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. And you can really put yourself to the test and attempt to, you know, get yourself going now. And you're just, I don't know, you're in a different place usually now than you were then.
I wish On Golden Pond was all we needed.
I know.
Lauren, did you have one for that?
Yeah, I mean, the knee-jerk reaction is to say Dirty Dancing, because I was really into that movie when I was like 6 years old.
Mm-hmm.
But I also remember this movie, and I can't remember the name of it, but Kevin Costner was in it, I think, and there were Amish people, and he like slept an Amish lady, and it was really hot. They were in a barn, and it was really,
ooh.
You know.
What is this film?
Yeah, I can't. I'm drawing a blank.
I think it was Kevin Costner. Maybe it wasn't even Kevin Costner. It was an Amish lady, and it was like,
was it Witness? Was it Harrison Ford?
Yeah, it was Harrison Ford.
Some leading man.
That's great. Yeah, no, I remember feeling things when I watched that movie.
Well, and the Amish element kind of makes it feel forbidden.
Oh, tawdry, yeah.
Yeah, especially when you're young.
Exactly, yes.
I like that.
And when you're an elementary age school child, forbidden.
Yeah.
That's
apparently
it.
In the Amish community, having sex in a barn is called making the three-legged chair.
The kids are like, Dad keeps making chairs.
Yeah, just made that.
I love that.
Also, Rumspringer, isn't Rumspringer the time where everyone goes off of coming of age where you have sex with Kevin Costner?
Exactly.
But that's when you can have sex in somewhere else than a barn.
Yes. Yes, that's true. You're allowed to leave the barn.
Yeah.
Yeah, a bathroom of a Burger King.
America's barn.
Yeah.
So, Kurt, which U.S. president would you bone?
Oh, Lord. Let's see. There's so
it's gotta be Kennedy.
It must.
It must be Kennedy.
Yeah, it's either Kennedy or Obama, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
I'll go Kennedy.
Okay.
Ooh, JFK.
I mean, I want to say there are no wrong answers.
There is one wrong. If you said William Henry Harrison, we would have hung up right now.
No, you know what? No, I'm gonna take that back. It's Grover Cleveland. I've always wanted to fuck a throw.
Yes, yes.
Grover Cleveland.
He had that good character face. You want to sit on that face. It's like Nixon.
Yeah, with
you'd want to hate fuck Nixon. Nixon had like that basset hound face that you feel could just go to work.
Yeah.
Lauren, would you rather have 10,000 sexual partners or one life partner?
I mean, you're saying like at the end of my life, I look back. Or you're saying from right now on?
Yeah, I think at the end.
Right now on, one life partner.
Nice. Nice.
Good answer.
Yes, yes. That was forced you into that answer.
But what about before meeting me?
A million.
Creates her own answer.
Putting Wilt Chamberlain to shame.
I do, yeah.
Okay, Kurt, who is your number one celebrity crush?
Number one celebrity crush.
It's always a redhead.
No, it's not a redhead. It's not going to be a redhead.
Ooh.
It's a tie, I would say, for...
What
are
you going to say?
I don't think you do. And I don't know if I know her name, but the woman who plays the lead in Scott Pilgrim.
Yes. What is?
She's cute.
She's never been in anything else.
I'm gonna look her up right now.
Yeah, get on IMDb. I'm trying to remember her from something else. Does she have that manic pixie vibe? I'm trying to remember.
Yeah, I think her pubes are red.
Yes, she has red pubes. That's what it is. Yes.
You're picking up on that.
Her name is, oh my God, Mary Elizabeth Winstead.
Wow.
Ooh, that's a waspy ass
name.
That
is a very waspy name. I like that.
Yeah. Mary Elizabeth Winstead, or the woman who played Sarah Connor in the TV show of The Terminator.
Oh, yeah. The TV version is, yeah.
Yeah, there's a TV show.
Because Linda Hamilton's just, I mean, that's just unattainable. You got to go for the television version of Sarah Connor.
Yeah, you've got to.
I'm planning it for like people I could.
Reasonably. Yeah, I want to say Sophia Loren, but I'm out of my fucking mind.
Yeah, I was doing B-level celebrity.
All right, Lauren, 69 or 420?
69. I wish I liked getting high, but I don't.
We both wish.
We try. God damn, do we try, but we're not very good at it. So, yeah, 69.
What do you mean you're not good at it? Are you holding the pipe the right way?
I just get really sleepy or paranoid. The last time that I got high, I was at a Halloween party, and Kurt and I were Moby Dick, so I was Moby and he was a big dick. And someone gave me some edibles, and it was like the most terrifying night of my life. I just was so paranoid that I married a huge cock.
Yeah, that'll.
It was my costume was upsetting. It was upsetting.
Really upsetting.
They got really high. It was like prop that.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was sweating a lot.
Yeah, and laughing like maniacally, like a.
Halloween always seems like a good holiday for drugs, but it's so terrifying.
Yeah, yeah.
It's the worst. Yeah, it was like a very packed party, and it was a little bit steamy. It was here in LA, and so there were like a few celebrities that showed up, and I was just in the corner, like freaking the fuck out, really losing my mind. Not having a good time.
Yeah, the opposite of a social lubricant is just, yeah.
Yeah. I made an ass of myself every time I opened my mouth.
we've been there.
That's pretty norm. Like, that's par for the course for me when I smoke pot or eat pot.
So you'd rather just, you know, go down on somebody while they're going down on you.
Yes, because those are the only two choices.
I actually quite enjoy 69ing. I think it gets a bad rap. I think it's pretty great.
It's rarely portrayed as a casual sex act in film, I'll say. One that
everyone always is like, why do you want to do one thing and another thing at the same time? And I'm always like, yeah, that sounds fun.
Yeah, I think it's only a bad choice if you feel like you have to excel at it. But if you're just messing around, it's a lot of fun.
Agreed. Agreed. If you can text while driving.
Yeah, text while driving.
Yeah.
As long as you don't go off a cliff.
Yeah, exactly. We're all multitaskers these days. Yeah, you're doing both poorly, but you're still doing them.
Kurt, what's the sexiest true crime?
Oh, let's see. Sexiest true crime is probably stealing the robbing a store to get money to just take somebody out to dinner.
So, Lauren, and you actually have some experience with this, as you did just name a child. But here's one for you. If the Statue of Liberty and the Eiffel Tower had a baby, what should they name it?
Liberty Tower.
Yes.
Perfect.
Yes.
There you go.
That sounds like some post-9/11 Americana, I feel.
It sure does, right? The Patriot Act and the Liberty Tower.
Yep.
Kurt, what's your personal record for the number of times you masturbated in a 24-hour period?
I don't think a lot. probably three. You know, I don't find it enjoyable after a certain point. It's just dust, and it's painful. So I would say three.
Three, that's not too bad.
I've heard of people saying like five or six, and I just like, I think, what, how and why? I can't understand.
Yeah, I think that's a young man's game, young woman's game, is that kind of stay home from school in middle school once you first, excuse me, I'm getting all choked up just thinking about it. when you're just figuring it out for the first time, it's more of a novelty than anything. You just kind of, you know, push your body to the limits. But yeah, at this stage of our career, I don't think.
Yeah, even as a young man, I just never, maybe it wasn't because I didn't have enough privacy. Like I couldn't afford to find time to do it five times. Yeah. But I would say three is even my max when I was a kid.
Yeah, it's kind of one of those stats that you could, like, find yourself bragging about if your number were high, but then it's kind of sad, too.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not the thing to hang your hat on when you've been shooting missed by the 15th time.
Mm-hmm.
Lauren, all right, let's do, we'll do a couple of these. You know, the old fuck, marry, kill scenario.
Okay.
So we got a fuck, marry, kill here for Lauren. The Brawny Man, Mr. Clean, and Chef Boyardee.
Okay. Fuck the Brawny Man.
Woo!
Marry Mr. Clean and kill Chef Boyardee, which isn't really fair because I don't know what Chef Boyardee looks like or acts like. I just know he's a bad Italian man.
Yeah, he's an Italian.
Those are bad reasons to kill somebody, but yeah, that's my final answer.
I buy that. I don't think I've ever seen Chef Boyardee's torso. I think that's the issue as well.
Yeah. Well, what does his face look like? Do he have a mustache and like a chef hat?
Yeah, he looks like an old like cross between Mario and Luigi. He's just an Italian caricature.
Right.
But I think you only ever see his head.
I should have admitted him, but I went with Mr. Clean.
Yeah, that's a good call.
Mr. Clean's probably a real nasty to live with.
Well, and Mr. Clean,
I mean, I hope that.
You could bring home to your parents.
Those hoop earrings, though.
Well, Mr. Clean, also, I don't know. I think you maybe set up your life a life of misery. Because Mr. Clean, A, I think, is going to turn out to be gay.
Yes.
And B, he's a real neat freak. I'm sorry. Are we supposed to have a whole second section where you judge my answers?
No, I just created that section at the end.
Oh, I was wondering. Okay.
It's a subsection of section.
Well, Lauren, you're going to get to return the favor because we have a fuck, marry, kill for Kurt.
All right,
Kurt, fuck, marry, kill Burt Reynolds, Olympia Dukakis, and a 1989 Dodge Caravan.
A 1985 Dodge Caravan.
1989, but it's okay.
1989, thank you. Olympia Dukakis and Burt Reynolds. Oh, boy. I'm going to marry. Oh, it's a real tough choice between Olympia Dukakis and the Dodge van for marrying. I think I'm going to marry the van.
I'm going to marry the van. I'm going to kill Olympia Dukakis. Bring the fuck Burt Reynolds.
Woo!
Yes, yes. Lauren, any thoughts on that?
He used to be Sex on Wheels. I wonder what Burt Reynolds is like now. I wish Burt Reynolds would have to come back.
I know. He is the 89 Caravan in a lot of ways, if you think about it.
Yeah. He could, like, have a second life in a comedy. It would be great. Old Burt Reynolds looks like old Burt Reynolds fucked a turtle. And then they had
He does need, like, a Nebraska, like that, like an indie film where he can wander around muttering.
He wears, literally wears rose-colored glasses now. That's a thing he does.
Oh, my. He's at that stage of the game. He's at an Atlantic City casino.
Right.
Yeah. That bearskin rug, though, that'll live with us forever. Lauren, what's the single most important characteristic you look for in a partner?
I don't want to say anything cliche, but I would say it has to be sense of humor and then integrity. Integrity. Final answer.
Nice. That says volumes about me, I guess.
Yeah.
So, Kurt, what's the most important characteristic you look for in a cult?
In a cult?
Yes.
It has to get me great acting gigs. Also, I'm in Scientology.
Yes. I was going to say, there's one there's one of those out there for you, for sure. And it's not Heaven's Gate.
No, I would say my one quality for a cult would be everybody's really fun to hang out with. So even though, like, I'm giving up everything, like my family and my property, like, we have a real good time together.
So you're, like, following fish with a group of party people.
Yeah, essentially, yeah. I move into a share house. We just party all the time.
Yeah, you might as well have fun.
Exactly.
Because I feel like Heaven's Gate wasn't having fun. I mean, I don't know. I saw some photos afterwards. I certainly wasn't there, so I don't want to judge. But it didn't look fun.
Right?
They lacked integrity and a sense of humor.
Yes, they
sure do.
Lauren, if you received a $5 million advance from a publishing company to write a romance novel, what would you title it?
Ooh, good one.
Oh, man. That's so much money.
I know. You could just take them. You could take the money and run and tell Fabio to go to hell.
I think I would call it Hot Steamy Time. There it is.
Hot Steamy Time? Is that
Hot Steamy Time.
Oh, I'm reading it. I'm reading it cover to cover.
I mean, there was a headline. Hot Steamy Time captures $5 million advance.
Yeah, yeah.
I actually like how literal it is.
Yeah, you know what you're getting. My Aunt Rose would love that. She's got a bathroom full of romance novels.
Yeah, it's really just about like a humidifier.
Yeah, some hunk just caressing a humidifier on the cover.
It's a real short book.
Kurt, hips, lips, tits, slits, or bits?
I'm going to say bits.
Bits, yes.
Correct.
Lauren, generally speaking, who do you think is better in the bedroom, priests or rabbis?
Rabbis.
Yes. Correct. Again, correct answer.
I do have a friend who's very Catholic who is only obsessed with having sex with priests.
Is anyone remember the miniseries Thornbirds? It was...
Yeah, I was trying to think of it. I do remember it. It was a long time ago.
Yes, I was too young to fully grasp what was going on, but I think it was hot priest and you know, torn between his love of God and a woman.
But everybody was very attractive, which is just not at all...
No,
that's not real life. No, they're usually like red-faced, balding, fat Irish dudes.
Really,
you know, not
old.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's
hateful.
Like
sweaty. Priests seem to sweat a lot.
It's like when they cast when they cast on crime shows like SVU, they'll cast a crackhead, but it's like a person who's a 12, and you're like, that's not a crackhead.
That's never the case.
No, they have good teeth. They have good skin.
Yeah.
Yeah. They just, their hair is a little messed up is all they did. They just,
exactly.
They tussled
their
hair.
They haven't washed their hair in like a day.
A whole day. I feel like the young Pope is just pretty much like the culmination of. Like,
oh yes, well, yeah. Priest. If you said a pope or a rabbi, I mean, then you're that's like a president, or a fucking mayor, you know.
Yeah, I mean, he's the hottest of the hot.
Yes. You got to bang the Pope just for the story, if nothing else.
Yeah, I would bang
him. And actually, I do like the current Pope. I would fuck him if he was into
it. Yeah. I mean, I think like, Popes keep getting better.
Popes be popping.
Well, we've asked you guys all of our sections.
Did we win?
Yes. Again. Yes. You absolutely won.
Congrats on being parents. You.
Oh, thanks so much.
Take care. Thank you.
Have a good one, guys. Take care.
Bye. Goodbye. Oh, what a romp we had. Thank you so much to Lauren Cook and Kurt Bronneler for joining us.
That's right. Don't miss their new Audible series, Wedlock, drops tomorrow on 420. Check us out, menageatoisradio.com. Love you.
This has been a UCB Comedy production. Check out our other shows on the UCB Comedy Podcast Network.